running a little late with the leads. Now, somebody in Twitch said, oh, great, the leads are going to be at 9:45. I got to tell you something. Extending the leads seems to be working pretty well when it comes to the ratings. I don't pay much attention to the ratings.
Right.
But was this show, in the latest weekly last week, was it number one, Curtis, with men and women, 25 to 54?
Yes, I believe by a wide margin.
Okay, number one, you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think there's higher than one.
Thank you to you incredible people. Thank you.
The adults out there.
Yeah. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Quick lead for me because we are behind, so don't worry about that. It is October officially, my favorite month, spooky season, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Greg was very adamant in about talking about younger people being diagnosed with cancer recently. It feels like we're seeing more and more of that, and I'm definitely seeing more and more of that when it comes to females and breast cancer right now. It's all over my social media account. My family had a scare this past year. In the building, we have Kennedy upstairs with Mix, who is in her own battle with breast cancer. She has a surgery coming up. And so you start getting mammograms at 45 unless you have a family history. So this is just a PSA, time to reiterate as we get into the October month to check yourself. Mm-hmm. If you feel something, go to your doctor. Don't wait because it could save your life.
There you go.
Excellent.
Screening is huge.
Very important lead.
Good job, Courtney.
Very important lead. And don't get caught up in that the unfortunate incident that you experienced where I believe you allowed your dentist to perform a breast exam on you.
Right.
Nope.
Because he told you that he needed to do
that.
My dentist. Just be careful.
My dentist is a family friend and very professional.
Very thorough.
Yeah. Very professional.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Wiggy. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So I will say this. We lost a couple great athletes yesterday. Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes.
Pete Rose.
Uh-huh.
And I will say this. I am so disappointed with Major League Baseball.
I know where you're going with this.
I understand what Pete Rose did as a manager. But the fact that, and we talk about this with people as they tend to get older. We talk about it here with Bill Parcells and potentially the Patriots Hall of Fame. And, you know, give somebody their flowers before it's too late. The fact that Pete Rose was not able to get into the Hall of Fame because of the lifetime ban for gambling on baseball, and I get it, but sooner or later, as somebody gets to a certain age, you have to be like, okay, did this person serve their time?
Right.
And is the punishment, is it too much for what the crime was? And I just look at Pete Rose, what he was able to accomplish as a player.
Yes, for the young heads who may not know.
Charlie Hustle.
He is still Major League Baseball's all-time hit leader.
Yes.
Still.
4,256. 4,256 hits.
Not to mention.
A record that will never be broken.
Not to mention that the very organization that would not put him in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Has now embraced as much as possible.
Yep.
The entire gambling wagering industry.
I would even take it a step further. And excellent lead, Wiggs.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the biggest star as they promote this playoff run? Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this league that blackballed a guy from a museum where you could have put on his plaque, gambled against, did whatever.
Right.
He's now gone, having never had that honor, and you are believing one of the most flimsy excuses of all time as you celebrate Shohei Ohtani's pursuit of a World Series.
Great lead.
It's just a shame, because he was trying to get in.
Yeah, he wanted
and
it.
And he wanted it, and it's just it's a shame. And I get when people say lifetime ban, but... You know what they also tell you too, people out there that keep going lifetime ban, whether it's Twitch or in the text line. You ever heard of people getting life sentences and getting out?
Yeah.
There's generally sometimes.
Yeah. You're a big fifth and sixth chance guy.
Yeah, you know. If somebody shows that they're,
changed a little bit.
And maybe they did it when they're younger. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, great lead.
You got it.
Great lead. It's National Taco Day. I am giving one soft taco to you for that lead. That may be
It's National Taco Day?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Sean. All day long today.
What are the odds it falls on a Tuesday?
Should we instigate? We talked about it briefly last week, but should we do the we all vote on the worst lead during the 9 o'clock hour and then give that person a do-over? You want to try that today?
Sure.
All right, we'll try that at like 9:20 this morning. Thank you. Yesterday on this show, I asked the head coach of the New England Patriots if he would explain the plan when it comes to Drake May. There's been a lot of talk about the plan. For some weird reason, Gerard Mayo briefly attempted to put that back on us and say that we were the ones who started talking about the plan.
Yep.
We didn't. The plan did not start to be mentioned out of thin air on this show. Gerard Mayo has said many times they are sticking with the plan when it comes to Drake May, and apparently no one will tell anybody else what the plan was. Anyway, yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, Bill Belichick was asked about Gerard Mayo and the plan and whether he knew what the plan was or could guess what the plan was. And here is what Bill said.
Well, Pat, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what the plan is, so I don't know. I can't comment on that. If Mayo says he's got a plan, then I guess he's got one, and we'll have to wait to see what it is. I'd say there's a number of issues there. One is can't move the ball and can't score. You know, got a touchdown off the field goal on, you know, 63-yard field goal, whatever it was, or field goal, and then got a touchdown off the fumbled kickoff. But, you know, otherwise had a hard time moving the ball. And I don't know exactly what the numbers were, but the amount of time that Purdy had to throw was pretty high. I got to think that in terms of the amount of time before the ball was released, it had to be the highest in the league or close to it. So I think there are some pass rush issues there. There are some, you know, scoring issues. And Joey Sly was a great, you know, that's a great addition for him. They got a good kicker. That's a big upgrade from where we were last year. But I'd say there's some other things that have to be worked out. And obviously they got the protection straightened out. That cost them the game against Seattle on the block field goal. But we'll see. We'll see what the plan is. I have no idea what it is.
Wow.
So, Curtis, you were wondering, would Bill talk about his former employer? He will.
Can we go back in time and get all those people who said, Curtis, he has a non-disclosure agreement. He can't talk about his other team. Where are you today? That was awesome. Honestly, that was the best I have heard Bill. And I could listen to Bill talk about, maybe we'll get to it later, but he had this great rant, or not a rant, great commentary on Baker versus Brady.
Yeah.
And it was so well said, and I now that they're both like past everything and onto new challenges in the media, I love that they're freely able to talk about each other without that like resentment or angst or whatever had existed.
I mean, he could have said, if Gerard Mayo says he has a plan, he definitely has a plan. He didn't say it that way, though.
No, he didn't.
He said, I guess, I mean, if he says he has a plan, I guess he has a plan.
We don't see it. We don't know it.
Bill's the type of guy that if you're not watching him and just listening, you can tell when he's smiling.
Yeah.
Like he smile talks.
Yep.
And he was smiling throughout that entire thing.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning.